Potatoes.
Little things, little bitty things.
Peanuts.
Right. Now, is that, do you have any other words you use for peanuts?
I would never use it, but there is gooba.
Okay. And this is a kind of nut. It has a hard covering and then another kind of shell underneath.
Pecan.
Yes, that's right, but this is another one.
Walnut.
Right. And how about the hard outer cover? What would you call that? Or the soft cover within that. Very soft sometimes. Sometimes they're soft. Would you make a distinction between a shell and a burr of a nut?
The burr would be on chestnuts, I would think, in terms of the prickly.
Yes.
Nuts, yeah, that have the burr.
Right. And the other one, I see. And then the other.
The other would be the shell.
Okay. Good. And you buy a dozen of these at the store, and you used to, now you don't do so much of it anymore, but people used to buy a dozen and drink the juice. Dozen.
Oranges?
Right. And if there are, if your stock of oranges is depleted, what would you say? The oranges are
gone.
Okay, they're and these are little red things.
Cherries.
No, they grow underground.
Radishes.
Right. And then these grow on vines.
Grapes.
They're large and red. Stewed.
Tomatoes.
Okay. And then you mentioned before, do you make any distinction among the different kinds of potatoes?
Sweet potatoes. Irish potatoes, white potatoes.
Right, are Irish potatoes and white potatoes two different things?
No.
Okay.
Now, an Idaho potato.
Yeah, that's something.
That's a different variety of a white potato.
What's the difference between
them? Well, they are raised in Idaho, for one thing, and the shape is, they're long.
Oh, I see.
As opposed to the baking potato. Yeah.
How about the smaller red ones? Do you call those anything?
New potatoes.
New potatoes. Mm-hmm. I see. Good. And these are, this is something else that grows underground and you serve in a salad. It's white and has a green.
Onion.
Right. Now, how about let's say we call the big ones onion, just plain onions, the large ones, Bermuda onions.
Bermuda onions, white onions.
And then, but how about the small ones? You serve in a salad.
Oh.
Okay.
Spring onions.
Okay, good. Talking about cabbage.
Not too much, please.
Not too much. We still are not really off the farm, are we?
Well, I do have to market.
Okay. You're talking about looking at a pile of cabbage in the store. Would you say these cabbage are big or these
cabbages
are big? Okay.
Are big.
And remove beans from the hull or shell is to
string the beans.
To string them, that's
where you string and then you snap them.
Okay. And then, so name some different kinds of beans.
Pole beans. French beans after.
Yeah. How about some different shaped beans, though? Pole beans. What's the difference between a string bean and a pole bean?
A pole bean is a bigger, wider, flat, somewhat like the Italian.
I see.
Green bean.
I see. Do you eat the whole thing, though, with the
whole
bean, too?
Yes, mm-hmm, exactly the same thing.
Okay. Except it's not the string bean, it's the narrow, slim one.
It's the slim one, yes.
How about some beans that you take out of the
lima beans.
Okay. Any other kind?